For many women in Israel, divorce can be a nightmare lasting years. Jewish law mandates that the husband must grant the divorce, not the court. Women's groups in Israel estimate there are thousands of women who are stuck, living apart from their husbands and unable to remarry. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports on what are called agunot, or chained women.
38-year-old Gila, who asked that her last name not be used, has been trying to get a divorce for 10 years. Gila thought her case would be easy. Her husband was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic more than 15 years ago. She says their 20-year marriage was never good, but after a few years, he began hearing voices and became an alcoholic. She feared he would hurt the children. 10 years ago, after their fifth child was born, she moved out and filed for divorce. 6 years ago, the rabbis ruled her husband must give her a divorce, but they've done little to enforce the decision. After her latest court appearance, Gila goes home to an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood in Jerusalem. First thing, she calls her mother. Nothing new, she says. Did you really think there would be? No, just another hearing in 3 months. By the time I finally get a divorce, she says, I'll go right from the court to an old age home. She laughs as she talks, but her laugh is bitter. Because there is no civil marriage or divorce in Israel, all Jews must marry and divorce through the rabbinate, the Orthodox Board of Rabbis. Muslims and Christians are married by their clergy. Sharon Shinhav, a women's rights activist, says the problem starts with Jewish law, which mandates that the husband must grant the divorce. Without it, a woman can never remarry. A man, in contrast, can get a special dispensation signed by 100 rabbis that frees him to remarry if his wife refuses to grant a divorce. Every year, Shinhav says, thousands of women have to buy their divorce with money, property, or even custody of the children.
Bribery and blackmail are the norm. Everybody knows it. The rabbis discuss it openly. It's, I think, a distortion of Jewish law and a distortion of the whole spirit of Jewish law.
Beyond that, she says, the rabbis are not doing everything they can to free the agunot. For example, a law passed in the Knesset 2 years ago allows the rabbis to freeze a recalcitrant husband's bank account, suspend his driver's license, or even throw him in jail.
The problem is not Jewish law. The problem is the rabbis who are applying it. In other words, the solutions have always existed, but something is wrong with the creativity, the courage, maybe even the compassion of today's rabbinical court judges, that they are not applying tools that exist in order to free agunot.
Shinhav says part of the problem is that the rabbis, all men and mostly ultra-Orthodox, have little understanding of women's concerns and have never studied psychology or feminism. Rabbi Elihu Ben-Dahan, the director of the rabbinic courts, denies that the rabbis do not understand women.
Do you think that the rabbi don't have wives in their home or daughters? I can tell you the rabbis, they know the women.
He says the rabbis do everything possible within Jewish law to free these women, including applying sanctions. But women's groups say the rabbis are not sensitive enough. Ilana Stockman is the volunteer coordinator of a group that helps agunot with social and financial needs. She says that husbands who refuse to give their wives a divorce, in Hebrew a get, are also frequently physically abusive.
This refusal to give the get is basically the last stop for an abusive man. A man who shows his desire to control his wife, to hurt her, to manipulate her, the get is a perfect weapon for him. He doesn't have to raise a fist. All he has to do is retain her freedom. She has no exit power.
Stockman has offered to run a seminar on wife abuse for all religious court judges. But Rabbi Ben-Dahan says he doesn't think it's much of a problem.
Now in Israel, a lot of women say the husband is violent, but they can't prove it because they know that now it's popular to say it.
Women's groups have drafted prenuptial agreements that would force the husband to pay hundreds of dollars for every day he withholds the divorce. But rabbis have so far refused to recommend these agreements, and most Israeli couples don't sign them. That leaves women like Gila in limbo. Without the divorce, she's still technically married. As she flips through her growing court file, she says a divorce seems like a distant dream. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.